Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known as some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My, are you ready to make it do what it do? It's all about being here joining Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, and I am the man. Glad to be before you, you know, the man, hopefully with a plan on Talking Sports Plus. This is our night to focus on historical black college and university, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. God has blessed us for one more time to come before you on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We have an opportunity to share some awesome things with you. It's a vessel so you can get the word out. We're so glad to have listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States, Canada, as well as Mexico. So God is blessing us. He's still in the business of blessing. So do you have a blessing that needs to come to you? Because see, your blessings for you and my blessings for me. We're going to have an awesome time tonight, and we're going to just kind of make sure we share things in regards to sports. And this is our night for sports. We're so glad to have this chance and have an awesome team that's going to join us. But the call-in number so you can be a part of the show is truly 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You have that opportunity to kind of share your thoughts. Let us know exactly what's going on with you. Let you have the opportunity just to be a part of it. We know we're going to talk, but we're going to make this thing happen tonight. So when you call in, just truly just leave your location. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for your location. And in that location, we want you to kind of share your thoughts, share exactly what you, the topics we talk. But I'm going to identify you so you know you're live by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or your telephone number and ask for that location or name, then ask you to give you a comment. If you want to check us out on the web, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And you also have a chance to be a part of this show as well by truly emailing us. You can email us at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com, as well as if you want to check us out on Twitter, you can tweet the show at The Smith Way Production, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at TremaineEvers with the number 7, at Coach with a K, _L_Smith. We have at Elliot Darrell with number 1, and also again at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. Now, you want to check us out on Instagram, you have that same opportunity. We're partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We work with them and broadcast through their Instagram page, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We want to give a shout out to those brothers in Greenville, Alabama, the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So we want to make sure we give them that shout out. They're doing some awesome things over there in Greenville, Alabama, and slowly they're working. And, you know, I was checking out as a flash cross. The brothers that also come on this show and serve as a co-host, he's doing some live gospel, and that's what it's all about. He's making this vessel work for you, or making the vessel that you have work for you. Also, you can go to Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15 if you want to check us out on Instagram, or go to the Smith Way Production. See, truly, that's a chance for you to just share some things through those networks, through those social media sites. And then you also have a chance to be live with us, as I shared with you. We're excited to be no longer just Smithway Production, but we want to truly let you know we have a radio station, operates through the Internet, through social media. We take an opportunity tonight then to make sure we get the word out. We get things out so we can share it to other people. I'm trying to adjust my headset, trying to get one of them off me. And we get an opportunity just to give what we have. and we want you to add to it as well. We want to repeat that call-in number because we really want you to call in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get on the line, get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. You give your location or your name and offer your expertise. We have an awesome group of individuals that join us from time to time. I tell everybody they're remote, what do you say? They're brought in by remote. I want to say remoted in. Well, they're come to us by remote. And they share their thoughts, talking about sports. The title of our show tonight is Time for Some Football Part 2. So we're just going to just take it from there and just make it happen. But I want to give a shout out, Naz. They joined the line, and look forward to having them on there because several said they will be with us tonight. And I want them to be a part of it, and then call it or not. We're just going to go solo and make it do what it do. And that's them, the hashtag M-I-D, W-I-D. We have joining us a young lady, a millennial. She hails from Central Alabama. So glad to have her as a part of this. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, a co-host, coach, Lauren D. Smith. Also joining us, another young lady. She recently had a birthday, so she's gaining many years under her belt. It's a blessing to have her as a part of the show. She's known to some of them as Coach CEO Duncan. So we're so glad to have her. Just excited to have her. That's Coach Sarita. She's an author. She's a life coach. Then on top of that, she have a passion, and that passion is the owner of a semi-pro basketball league, more or less a couple of teams that she have called the River Region. Again, Coach Sarita Duncan. Also joining us, as he called, he told me he's going to call him tonight. Looking forward to having him. Hail at this time in North Alabama. He's called a king because he's very successful in the coaching field. He has won 6 junior high or middle school girls basketball championships, 5 boys middle school basketball championships, 2 middle school football championships. At the time he was in Huntsville at Chapman Middle School. Now he serves as an employee and coach over in Madison County, Alabama, at Madison Miller, none other than King. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards. Also joining us from South Central Alabama. This young man has worked hard. He retired in 2018. It made it possible that one person would be succeed and the next person would succeed. He was a coach. He was an administrator. And he was retired as the associate executive director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. None other than my frat brother, Coach Tony Stover, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, vice president of that awesome chapter down in Greenville, Alabama. We also have joined us from time to time. As I say, he's over there doing his thing on the Gospel Channel, through the network, through the social media. None other than the young man who devoted his life to making sure young people are successful, making sure the rules are enforced as an official as well as a coach, none other than Coach Marvin Smith, my fraternity brother, Fabulous Fraternity. And this next young man, he's our radio personality. Hails from South Alabama, but makes it possible by the train he has to go to Montgomery. And from Montgomery to Troy, from Troy to Dothan and back over to Op, Alabama. He was one of the leading individuals, DJ, leading promoter on the Big KD, 94.1. If you're traveling in central Alabama and you need to get a radio station, go to 94.1. Our fraternity brother, 5 years this year of fraternity, none other than the conductor of the E-Train, the Don King of all things, along with the Don King motor car racing, none other than Darryl E-Train Elliott. Those are the individuals joining us. I'm looking forward to having an awesome night tonight. And we press to send out invitations. People can join us. You have them slowly join us and stepping in, stepping out. But we're going to have an awesome night tonight. Remember, Talking Sports Plus focus on the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. And we just want you to make sure that you have the availability to share your thoughts, have the availability to be a part of this, because this is a vessel that God blessed us in 2017. He blessed me with that big say, you can do this. Go out and do it. So we opened this up. We started off with Talking Sports Plus, and it was known as Sports Talk. And we changed to Talking Sports Plus. And we've been in this now for 414, let me say it again, 414 episodes. You see how God has blessed us to be able to be on the network in some form or fashion, whether it's through Blog Talk Radio to where we are now, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're so glad to have that chance and have 414 episodes. And we're looking and pushing hard for 415 episodes. So it's a blessing. God is so good. He brought us from a mighty long way. He brought us from a mighty long way. Grandson's kind of giving me some signals away when I was telling him, okay. But that's what it's all about. I want to give a wave and a shout and a holler out to these individuals who joined us and that was able to let me know they're watching, they're watching, and they're listening. We have Ms. Bush, EBS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We're going to give a shout-out to the founder, women of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also, we have Ms. Marlis underscore FX underscore Trader. Underscore 787-898. Check her out. Get in contact with her. Be a part of that. If you're interested in doing some trading through Bitcoin or through the Forex or whatever it may be, I'm just trying to give you some things off the top of my head. Get in touch with her. You can talk with her. See how she can help you. Want to help promote? That's what this deal is all about. Let's move to what we're truly going to focus on tonight, and that's it's time for some football part two. 2 weeks ago, we talked about some football. Football was just beginning to get the field kicked off. We had the high schools throughout the country kicking off. Now we're truly about to get into the meat of it. And the meat for a lot of us, especially in the South, is being able to see some college football at its highest level. So we want you to truly believe that you can be a part of this by checking it out. So I am so happy, truly happy to be able to come before you in our capacity, in our ability to share some things about historical black colleges and universities. Have a coach's corner where we talk about what's going on in our coach's corner in regards to coaching, some high school and middle school storylines that we want to try to look at and focus on. So let's make sure that we have a ball tonight. And I'm ready to have a ball, so get ready. Like I said, my earpiece is acting up on here, but it's all good. You know, sometimes you have to move forward and move without it. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to move without so we can get this done tonight. We're going to make this thing happen. And I'm so glad. Sometimes you have to unveil yourself. You have to get it off you. You have to do what you're supposed to do. And that's what we're going to do tonight. It's time for some football, part two. Let's start out with historical black colleges and universities. Some people say, and most people say, that HBCUs, the conferences that operate in that HBCU, we have four major conferences, starting with our Division II. We have the likes of the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, consists of those teams on the East Coast as well as in the southeastern part and also up to the state of Ohio. We give a shout out to an awesome game that we're going to talk about a little later about the Red Tail Classic. This is the first year having the Red Tail Classic. It's going to be in Montgomery, Alabama. You have two historical black colleges and universities going to be competing. For those individuals who understand what this represents, representing the Tuskegee Airmen, the first known black flying pilots and crew that represented the United States, come out of Tuskegee, Alabama. So you have Tuskegee University taking on Fort Valley State University on Sunday. It's going to be a prime time game. When I said prime, just being on television, along with a couple other historical black colleges and universities, and it's going to be televised. So check it out. It's celebrating Tuskegee Airmen and the contribution they made to our country. I want to say this to black history, to all history. That's what it's all about. So that's the SIAC. Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Then we have the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Our teams that are up on that East Coast, running from the state of South Carolina all the way up to the state of Maryland and Virginia. Teams like Virginia State University. Those teams that have an opportunity to make an impact. Claflin is another university or college up in that area. You have just a host of teams that have competed in one of the awesome basketball tournaments of all time called the CIAA March Madness. Everybody is there. Televised, not televised, the broadcasting through our radios, through our airs, on the internet. It is awesome. So we give a shout out to those individuals in the CIAA. Let's take an opportunity to discuss. And like I said, as soon as that team and those individuals call in, I'm going to make sure I get them on the line. But we want to talk about the Southwest Athletic Conference versus the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Challenge 2021. That was held last weekend. And it was an awesome game, a competitive game between Alcorn, some people say Alcorn, State University, and North Carolina Central. The game started out, seemed to be look like it's going to be a blowout between where Alcorn was going up and down the field, but unfortunately, they had to turn off what comes along with the first game. And in the end, North Carolina Central, representing the VA, took the challenge for 2021. So we will give a shout out to both of those teams, Alcorn State University, North Carolina Central University. And for North Carolina Central University for winning that challenge, congratulations. We look for you to do some awesome things throughout the year in the VA. Same for Alcorn in the SWAC. They've been projected in the SWAC to win the Western Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. So don't draw an opinion about what you saw from that first game. Because it's important to understand your most opportunity to make changes that's effective comes between the first game and the second game. So look for something different when they start up on the conference schedule coming up. Look for some awesome things that are out for him. Quarterback looks awesome. I'm telling you, he's a lefty, but he's on top of it because he's truly been starting a couple of years. So we'll give a shout out to Alcorn and the Southwest Athletic Conference. And we want to truly talk about some spotlight games in the Southwest Athletic Conference, as well as including teams from the MEAC. You have the highlight games, what we call spotlight games of this weekend or this week. You have in Montgomery, Alabama, you have the Alabama State University Stinging Hornets, going against Miles College Bears. It's going to happen on Saturday at the 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock on the East Coast. And it's going to be quite competitive. There's a lot of pageantry around the game. A lot of it is being tapered off because the city has shut down basically everything for that weekend. But there's still some things that the university, the game is still going on. So we'll check the game out. Alabama State University had an opportunity to participate in the spring, whereas Miles College chose not, but the conference, the SIAC, opted out for players in the fall as well as the spring. So they're getting a look. But just remember, Miles, and if you don't know, Miles is the defending champion back-to-back of the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Oh, it's going to be evolving. We can expect to see some things out of both of the teams. In the Mobile Master team, join us. We can maybe get some predictions on these games we're talking about. That's happening Saturday in Montgomery, Alabama. And over in Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson Memorial Stadium, you have a battle of the Titans. You have Jackson State University led by Coach Deion Primetime Sanders, with his son being the starting quarterback, going against those Rockets out of Tallahassee, Florida. Florida A&M University. That'll be Sunday, and it's going to be an awesome game on Sunday. The pageantry will be there. Pretty much as the city of Jackson has been open up for a while. The state of Mississippi, you know, started one of the first, besides Texas, that really took the mask off in the beginning, that full capacity comeback. So this is going to be an awesome game there. We look forward for both of those teams to play at a high level. Now, it's also the first game that Florida A&M University will be playing as a member of the SWAC. Florida A&M was a member, along with Bethune-Cookman, of the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. They chose to take their ball and come to the SWAC. That did nothing but strengthen the SWAC. They are in the Eastern Division of the SWAC Conference. They serve as this game as one of the Eastern Division competitors, which is Jackson State University, along with Alabama State University, and the 2020 SWAC champion, Alabama A&M University, Mississippi Valley University, and Bethune-Cookman. It's going to be a ball. Check it out. We're going to make it do what it do. Give a shout out to my frat brother, the Grand Master 1914. I was checking out on Facebook. I believe it truly touched some of those young men that crossed recently because they were showing their brand, that beautiful signal brand. So thank you so much, my brother, for doing what you're doing. Truly, it's awesome. I just want to take just a minute. I'm going to play a little music, and I'll come back because I need to adjust something. I need to step out of the picture to do that, if y'all just allow me to do that. Sometimes we have to do it and do some things that not always sounds good.
That's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like.
some things. We get some shortage here and there, some things going on, but we got it straight now. See, God is blessing us. We ain't had this 2 days in a row, but you know what? We're going to make this thing happen. We're going to jump back on our discussion, talking about our chat about those spotlight games of the week. We just stopped off and finished up with Jackson State versus Florida A&M University, which is going to be our Eastern Division Conference rival in the SWAC. You also have on the fourth, you have South Carolina State and Alabama A&M. You know, Alabama A&M is their 2020, more or less 2021 champion. What they say that is that since we moved the season from the fall to the spring, they are champions for that part when we played in the spring, but it's part of 2020. We give a shout out to them. We look for them to be very successful. South Carolina State comes from the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. So we have to just give them a shout out because during the spring that the conference opted out because they were down to about 16. So when they went down to 16, they truly decided not to participate this spring. So South Carolina State got the clearance to go and play some games, even though they practiced. They played about five games. And they did pretty well for what we call five competitive practice games. Then one of the most glamorous classic. These two teams been getting together for over 50 to 60 years. Well known in the world of football. And those teams have always put out players that have played at the highest level, which is the NFL. This game will be held on Sunday as well. And you can look for it to be an exciting ball game. You have a Hall of Famer who is now the head coach of Tennessee State University, Eddie George. Graduate of Ohio State University, played and was in the midst of the running in the high school. You know, the high school. Also, he went on to play with the Tennessee Titans. Before that, there was a Nashville Titan. And at one time, there was a Houston Oilers. Had very successful. His first head coaching position, but look, some awesome things that happened. So that's going to be an awesome classic on Sunday. So look to see some awesome things going on up in Nashville. Also, there's a couple other games that are going on. We like to make sure you understand that you check your listening so you can see exactly what's happening with these games that's scheduled to play during this Labor Day weekend. Some of them are not major of a matchup. Some of them are stepping up in class to play those teams so they can get a chance to see what they have and be competitive. So we look and see that they have a chance to be successful or be able to work on what they need to be, have a winning season, win whatever division or whatever conference they're in, get a chance to go to the playoffs. So we look to see exactly what some of the teams are going to do coming up the first week. But the telltale is what adjustment you make between week one and week two. So tune in on Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be some awesome games going on in the historical black colleges and university conferences in the form of classes. So check them out. Kickoff classes. It's going to be fun. We want you to be a part of the call. A part of the show by calling in. That call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last digits of your cell or telephone number. Then actually the location, name if you want to. Then finally, we want you to truly do this. Offer your comments. Chat with Dr. Willard D. Smith. As we talk sports, as we share some things about sports, the historical black college and university, because it's time for some football. It's time for some football. So we're looking to have an awesome time. The next topic we want to focus on in the historical black college and university is, will the Delta variant force fall football 2021 to implement restrictions at the historical black colleges and universities? also in existence, already being put into place. I can say for the Labor Day Classic in Montgomery, Alabama, from reading all the details, the city of Montgomery pulled some things out and said we can't do that on that weekend because of the death of Derrick. However, the university still will play their games in their stadium. Alabama State will play their game at the stadium. And they'll be taking on Miles College, the two-time champion of the Southern Intercollegiate Conference. However, the capacity is only 50% be allowed to come in the stadium. Still, there's a question whether there'll be a whole lot of tailgating with a whole lot of pageantry around the game. I understand individuals are a little upset. I've heard them talk. Why can't we do this? Everybody else is doing this. But sometimes we have to make choice. This variance is forcing us to do this. It's really forcing us to change our outlook. We want to put everybody in the stadium. And we have to make decisions. And I think the university is making the best with decision to possibly save someone's life. So that's how the variant is changing and creating restrictions among the historical black colleges and universities. We can say that one particular college is making serious adjustments. We'd love to have the stadium back. This is one of their money-making games. People pack stadiums. You say you only hold about 24,000, 24,000, somewhere around that level, depending on their sitting on the grass and not seats on the grass, but you can sit up on, you can count them, have them shoulder to shoulder, it can get up to about 24,000. So that's going to be a telltale for the university. They have to give up that for the safety. Consider the safety. They're still doing some other activities this weekend. On Friday, they have the President Gala. That's something that's been going on for, this is the third year from it, where the President just have a gala. Him and his family, we recognize the President and his family, show the appreciation for the job being done for this university and at this university. So if you're planning to go, make sure you keep in mind, read the listed protocols. Your temperature will be checked when you come in. You will have to wear your mask. You are to practice. 6 feet. For all of us to be safe. No one wants to take away from the excitement. But if you're at a family table, you know those people at the table, that'll be no problem. But to just move around and do some things, there are some stipulations there. So make sure you read all of the requirements and what's going on to make sure this happens so it can continue to happen. And then on Saturday, as I said, you have that Labor Day Classic. You have the 50% capacity. That's the stadium. All right. Understand there will be some sense of tailgating. How much, I don't know. I'm an avid tailgater at that university. However, I made a choice to not participate this year, but come back next year and really, really enjoy it. Some people say, why not this year? It's a choice I made. And the team and group of family members and friends is okay with that. Because we're going to practice the protocols that keep us safe, keep our family safe. For many of you, you may not know, my grandson stayed with me, but he tested positive about 2 weeks ago. School had just started. He lost 10 years of school. I tested negative because I'm fully vaccinated. And I mean, I can test positive, but I didn't. But we both was isolated. I don't want to take him around because he was 11 years old at the time. He turned 12 while he was isolated. But you know you have to wait for 3 months. So why take anybody in that situation or take yourself or that young man to that situation? Sometimes you have to make decisions. It's okay for your family. We're doing this blah, blah, blah. Abigail dot Adam Jonas along with Leosha Bush, Miss Bush EDS, member of Zeta Barbados Lord Incorporated. Let's move forward and look at the Red Tail Classic between Tuskegee University and Fort Valley State University in 2017. Tuskegee was playing Fort Valley State University for the SIAC Championship. So this is a rematch of that. So if you're in Central Alabama, come to Montgomery. Celebrate Tuskegee Airmen by participating in the game, if that's your choice. If not, make sure you watch the televised version of it. The more individuals that watch, the ratings can go at an all-time high. So make sure you check that out. That's Red Tail Classic, held in Montgomery, Alabama at Crumpton Bowl. And for more information, all you have to do is go to that website dealing with Montgomery Athletics, and you can kind of see all the detail, all the pageantry around that. We just wanted to give a shout out for it and said, check it out. This is history. This is the first time it's ever been played. So check it out. Let's quickly move to the Coach's Corner. Before we do that, we want to truly give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors who took time to be a part of this. We'll give a shout out to B.C. Williams Law, PLLC, Attorney Bernard Williams. The number is 281. If you want to contact her, 281-978-2120. If you have some things that you need help through the legal part, through civic, a civil, or a criminal, she has the ability to work with you, license, the state of Texas, partnership to be able to practice in Alabama, able to practice in Missouri, and also has passed the bar in relation to the federal court system. So give her a shout out. She can help you on restructuring some situation by expungement. Kind of put you in the right place. You got some things that you don't quite understand. It might be even financial. She can help you with that. So give her a call. We also want to give a shout out to Lyndon King Sadners with King Transportation Services. He provides all transportation services for you, whatever you need to haul. He can haul it. Whatever the precious cargo is. Just call Lyndon. Number is 205-454-8157. Give King's Transportation Services a call. Ask for the owner, Lyndon King Sanders. Say you heard it on WBSW Internet Talk Radio on Talking Sports Plus. Shout out to Troy Nissan down in Troy, Alabama. Off Highway 231 South. If you're traveling, going to Kansas City, you pass by. Stop in. Ask for Leon Davis. Call him before you're heading that way. His number is 334-372-1466. That's Leon Davis, auto broker. He's mine. I appreciate him working with him and want to be a sponsor on this show. Thanks so much, Leon. All right, let's look at Coach's Corner. It is still back to the variant and how it will affect the LPS or what restrictions been already put in place. In the SEC, the commissioner said there would be no cancellation. We won't be any moving the games around. Either you're going to play or you're not going to play. So make sure your team is fully vaccinated. The majority of the team are 97. A lot of them are working to get that so they can participate. They don't want to forfeit the game. That's one restriction you have because of a Delta variant. But we want to give a shout-out to this young man that's joining us on the line. So glad to have him. He's known as the King. Again, out of North Alabama. He's the King because he has captured attention in Huntsville, Alabama. None other than Coach Maine, the King, Edwards. How you doing, Coach?
How you doing, Dr. Smith? Sliding in here late, Dr. Smith. Got caught up in a game tonight, man. I said, let me go and get in with my Uncle O, man. See what he doing in here.
Thank you, Dr. It's always good to have you. Man, I tell you, it's always good to have a conversation with you. It is where
yes,
we are. That's what it's all. But we'll give a shout-out to HelenBT_21 that's joining us. Thanks so much. Now, Coach, we touched on a couple things, and I want you to kind of take a step back. We were talking about the historical black colleges and universities, and we first talked about the SWAC and the NEAC challenge that went on last Saturday for 2021. We want to get your thoughts about that, and then we'll talk about the spotlight games of the week, which I want to get your opinion about those games and how it's going to be determining factors for each of these conferences.
Dr. Smith, don't get it twisted, man. You know, a lot of people looking at Alcorn like they set out a whole year, and I'm not impressed by them. But that's where I've seen a few flashes. Alcorn is not bad, very aggressive defensively. They just ran into a team that got plenty of transfers, too, that are legit, man. North Carolina Central, they legit, man. They legit quarterback, throwing to receivers that have came from former, you know, big-time D1 schools. North Carolina State, you had a couple other Virginia transfers. But, I mean, I can't make any judgment of that game. Alcorn still will be very competitive in the SWAC. I look for them to pull off that western side. I don't see anybody over there that can beat them. I'm going to say that. Now, I can't leave out Southern. Southern and Prairie View. They're the only two I think that'll give them a little competition over there. I think Grambling is still rebuilding, but Southern and Prairie View will be a challenge over there. But I still see Alcorn winning the West, man. I don't see nobody else beating them in the West.
Awesome, man. I tell you what, it was an exciting game. I know the first quarter, it just seemed like Alcorn was moving the ball successfully down the field, and then it seemed like they got around that 20-yard line, and things started changing for them. There was a fumble here. There was a loss on fourth down. That was a missed field goal. There was a couple things going on, but normally that happened in our first game, but remember that last weekend was week zero. This is week one. So we have to get ready to make it happen. And there are some awesome games going on in spotlight games in week one. And I do want to get your opinion on each one of them. Alabama State University versus Cal College. I want you to just share your thoughts. I share some thoughts with the listeners about it, but it's called the Labor Day Classic. We just want to get your thoughts on that, and then we'll move to Jackson State and FAMU, and that's one I know we really want to talk about and possibly make some prediction on these games we're talking about.
Well, Dr. Smith, I'm going to go away that a lot of people aren't going. I know a lot of Alabama State fans don't think they have enough to beat Miles College. I think Alabama State does have enough. I think they will successfully win the Labor Day Classic. Jackson State, I think they will struggle against fam. Shador has to show me something. I just was never impressed about Shador in high school. I mean, he was okay, but I'm looking at the league he's playing in. He's playing in a church league, lower A Texas league football conference. So I got to see it, Dr. Smith. Even though he had a 4-star rating and he's Deion Sanders' son, I still have to see what he can do. His mouth running a whole lot. He's been talking crazy to I know he talked crazy. He took a picture of Alabama State. He said, I'm going to remember this for next year. I know he said some about Southern. So we're going to see Dr. Smith. I can't wait. That game will be on my TVs. But I got fam, you pulling that one out against Jackson State. So I got Alabama State winning the Labor Day Classic and FAMU winning the, what is it, the Big Orange Classic?
Yes, Big Orange Classic.
And I got FAMU winning the Big Orange Classic.
And I did make a prediction when I was talking about it, but I think something, and Coach Edwards know we communicate often and we talk sports. And one of the biggest concern I have for Alabama State University, truly, yes, my school. Biggest concern I have when they lost the element that causes their quarterback to play at the level that he's playing at, and that's Richard Montgomery. He was the passing coordinator as well as the quarterback coach in the middle of preseason training. That's what I want everybody to think about. He had brought this young man from a level, and everybody behind him left because he was excelling so high because of the passing coordinator and quarterback coach. Now you got to adjust to somebody new that may not think the way that person. I think that's a big thing. I think it's going to hurt the university. So, and then I truly believe that Miles Collins can play a level that the middle of the pack of the SWAC play. And that's truly where we are, the middle of the pack. And I give a shout out, and then my prediction would be for the Labor Day Classic, because I think it's a hard addition for their team and for their coach to possibly have an opportunity to move up another level. Now, remember, Miles College is Division II. State University Division I FCS. And my prediction is Mile College will pull the upset and cause the water cooler conversation on Monday morning. And now over in Jackson is down. Traveling out west, we're down from us. You'll have an awesome Big Orange Classic, but I'm going with the team we have that was last crowned as champions. Last crowned as champion, the true champion of the act in 2019. That's Florida A&M University. I truly think they're playing at a different level. Moving to the SWAC, I don't think they're going to face them. Unfortunately, they're not going to face. Even though people say, well, they didn't play in the spring. In some sense, I tell people, and Coach Edwards know, I think it helps teams. It didn't hurt nobody that didn't play this spring. So you're going to be, but if you got somebody hurt in the spring, they're not going to be quite healed this fall anyway. So if the kids, players are resting and ready to go, then I think that's too good. It's a lot of things you have to look. So that's where I'm looking at it. Then we got State and Alabama A&M. And then we have Grambling and Tennessee State playing, so which is a tradition game that's always been played in some form of class. Coach, your thoughts on both of them?
I think the Tennessee State Grambling game will be very competitive. Tennessee State wasn't very good last year. And one reason why you know, people don't believe in Tennessee State. Now, I believe in them. I believe in them against other HBCUs. They play in a non-HBCU conference.
Yep.
They play a lot of, high-octane teams, Austin Peay's, Murray State. They play a lot of schools like that. So those schools are a little bigger than what we're used to seeing between, you know, Alabama State, A&M, Pine Bluff. When we're playing each other every week, they're playing elite talent. So you rarely see Tennessee State winning that conference. Like, the last time they won was back in the 90s, almost, with Big John Merritt. I think he was one of the – and we knew the level of Tennessee State by, you know, the Alabama schools playing them. I know Alabama State went to, you know, Nashville a couple of times playing the Big John Merritt. They blow out cities. Like, it looked like we shouldn't even been on the field. Alabama State shouldn't have been on the field. A&M ran up their road a couple of times, blow out cities. We got them a couple of times, but majority, Tennessee State really thumped on us. A&M should handle South Carolina State pretty well. I think they're hungry. I've been watching their practice videos. Akil Glass looks good. He looks precise. He looks accurate. He looks good. So I'm predicting a big year out of him. A lot of commentators, I heard Kurt Herbstreit say the other day, he may be the latest one of the best quarterbacks to lead to get drafted out of HBCU. So it's going to get real, Dr. Smith. I'm very excited about this weekend coming up. Got a lot of football coming on. We get to see the Tide. Very excited, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, man. I tell you, and just to jump in and put my prediction, I do pick Alabama A&M to win that game against South Carolina State. It is not being their first time playing them. They played them in the spring, too, as well. So I think they at this time operate in another level, being the 2021, we're going to say, however you want to say, SWAC champion, and coming into only a couple months layoff from being successful, not losing many players, because if everybody would remember, and I can share with you, if you're not aware, that all players, regardless what level they are playing, what college athlete they're considering, what sport, they have a year of eligibility that most of the colleges are using. Some colleges choose not to overload their scholarship maximum. However, a lot of them are coming back intact. So we know Alabama A&M is doing that. The quarterback, Glass, is an awesome quarterback. And when you have a mature quarterback, you're going to have a lot of success. I think I'm truly want to go with Grambling State. And the reason I think that, and personally believe that Grambling is a bit ahead of Tennessee State, and Tennessee State got a new coach. I always had to give that first-year coach, I'm going to give him a pass, but I'm giving him a pass not to beat Grambling, but to be able to put a team on the field. It could be successful, but I think it's going to take time to make that jump. Grambling, even though they didn't do as well as they thought they should last year during the spring, but I think they will be coming back a lot more hungry. So we'll look forward to seeing that. Quickly, Kofi, before we go to the Red Tail Classic, we want to give the number so you can call in and be a part of it. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell. Then that will give you location, then jump in with your comment. We have the Red Tail Classic with Tuskegee University and Fort Valley State University. It's a celebration for the Tuskegee Airmen. So, Coach, we want you to share your thoughts on that.
Tigers, Dr. Smith. I'm going with Tuskegee. On the level of Miles, you know, I just think Tuskegee got more athletes. You said they're playing who you said they're playing, Dr. Smith?
Fort Valley State University.
Fort Valley, yeah, yeah. I think Tuskegee has more than a Fort Valley. They should pull that one out. We will see. We will see, though. But I'm going with the Tigers. That's team close to home. Go Tigers.
Awesome, awesome. And at Tuskegee University, I'm going along with that. I think Fairytale Classic, it was an awesome idea to come up with to represent and celebrate our Tuskegee Airmen. So we look forward to having an awesome Sunday. That's on Sunday, I believe, in Crockett Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, we want to quickly move to spotlight games of the week in the FBS. There's a couple of them there. For those people not sure with the acronym of FBS, it is the Football Bowls Subdivision. And the FCS, which is where the historical black colleges and universities are, is the Football Championship Subdivision. We want to look at the spotlight game of the week, which is the University of Miami versus University of Alabama, University of Georgia versus Clemson University. Coach, I'm going to let you run, buddy. Nobody lost, Coach.
You open the door for me, Dr. Smith.
Yeah. You can come
with
in.
Bama, right. With the Bama-Miami game, Dr. Smith.
Yes,
with the
University of Alabama.
I'm going with Bama. You know, yeah, I was just watching. I'm watching the UAB and Jacksonville State game. UAB is winning 17-0 over Jacksonville State. They were saying that only 33% of Alabama's offense comes back this year. But the guy also said, but Alabama's season will depend on the cohesion of Bryce Young and the rest of the team. They say they already seeing that cohesion this spring. They already saw the cohesion this spring. I have seen it too. I'm seeing some glances, some flashes that of Bryce Young that I didn't see in some of these other quarterbacks. On the level of, I see him as like a level of Jalen Hurts footwork with the arm of a Tua. So I think this the two-man punch that I've been looking for. Not a pocket passer like Mac, but he's a gunslinger. He's throwing it very accurate. Pocket presence is great. And I think the season rides on Bryce Young back. If he has a successful season, Alabama will repeat as national champions. Defensively, Alabama is sound enough to stop anyone. We have a lot of guys coming back defensively. But offensively, you know, that's the key. But what I'm seeing with Alabama, they're just reloading. Miami has a couple guys coming back, but I just don't see it in Miami. They're not the old Miami. They're not the nasty Miami, the guys that used to, you know, come from Florida. But, you know, most of those guys now are going to the Alabama's, the Ohio State. They're getting out of there and leaving the Florida schools and going to, you know, the Ohio State, the Clemson's, the Bama's. So I can't give them the love like that. I think Alabama wins that game by a total of 21-28 points. So I think it's going to get out of hand real quick, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, awesome. And truly, I think University of Miami is making giant steps, but to come into this situation in Atlanta this weekend with a team that really has something to prove. And it's sad to say the reigning national champion of the college football playoff have something to prove. Because it's like Coach said, there are players on there who hadn't really been full-time, but they hadn't said they hadn't been on the field. They've been on the field. They've been playing. And we will see how this cohesion is come about with the new coordinator of offense. I don't think anybody's going to be able to score very many points on the University of Alabama. I'm just being honest. That defense is probably the best Nick has had in 5 years, but also has the dual threat at quarterback and the weapon, truly, because we don't know him, don't mean they don't have weapons around him to put up some points and stop people from this. So I'm going with the University of Alabama as well. I know people say, yeah, you've been a homer, but that's all right. The truth is in the pudding. And the next one is the University of Georgia and Clemson University. Folks, we got to hear your opinion on that game. Lay there with Coach. There you go. Go ahead on that. University of Georgia and Clemson University.
Oh, another big game, Dr. Smith. Now, a lot of people talking about, you know, Clemson, what Clemson got. I think Georgia might have enough to get them, Dr. Smith. Georgia's returning their quarterback.
JT Daniels.
I think they got a chance. The only issue is the Georgia injuries. I don't think they will have their key receiver, their starting receiver, their top receiver for that game. But I think if they manage well, I think Georgia might be fine. Clemson coming off, this might be the worst Clemson offense we have seen in a minute. They lost the running back. They lost, you know, Sunshine, he gone. So we got DJ Ugandale. I might have screwed his name up, but it's close. Got it close, Dr.
Yeah.
You know, they get key receivers back. They get the guy from Central Phoenix City. I think he comes back for Clemson. George Pickens comes back for Georgia. I'm talking about the one from Central Phoenix City for Clemson. Back this year. But George Pickens was the guy that's injured for Georgia, coming back off an ankle injury, had an ankle injury. So he will not be 100% if he does play. But I got Georgia winning that game, Dr. Smith, by 10. I'm going to give him 10 points. I got Georgia.
That sounds like the way it's going to be hard. It's going to be a fight. It's going to the woodshed and see who come out standing up. And I truly think Georgia will come back because you look at the significance of the game. I think truly if Georgia wins the game, they're really in the catbird seat enough to get through the rest of that east part of the Southeastern Conference so they can get a chance to meet the Western champion, which everybody projects to be Alabama. So, and they already have their own personal issue trying to beat Alabama. But it is what it is. And Clemson have it. They're running. They probably split with Alabama in the win and loss card. So if Clemson lose the game, they probably could still go through the ACC with no problem. The only team that probably would give them an opportunity to think about it is North Carolina. And so I do see that Georgia really is significant. And Georgia needs to win this game because you can't go and rest of the season with that one loss and looking to defeat what they call them. They call that fellow on top of the hill, the man that's sitting on top of the hill that you got to knock off the hill, which is University of Alabama. So the question is whether or not they can win this ball game. If they win it, they're in better shape to move forward and get a chance to play whoever wins the Western Division, which is everybody projecting Alabama into it, and then have to deal with that King of the Hill, they said. So it's going to be awesome this weekend. You need to tune in, make sure you check everything out. We got some high school football going on. Just a quick run down, some preseason things changed. We got Thompson returned as Class 7A, ranked number one. It was 14-0 last year, so it was champion. Now to repeat, you have Hoover, it's already competitive with Auburn falling in right behind them. Hewitt Trustville, and then Central Phoenix City. Then in the 6A class, you have Kent Valley, Spanish Fort, Clay Chalkfield, Opelika, and Briarwood Academy. Christian Academy, St. Paul's and then 5A, and Faith from Mobile and Pleasant Grove, and Pipe Grove from out of Montgomery, Alabama, Pipe Grove High School. 3A, you have Faith, Piedmont, those schools are up there in North Alabama, Catholic out of Montgomery, that's ranked third, Hillcrest out of Evergreen is ranked fourth, Montgomery Academy, another local school in Montgomery. 2A, you have Mars Hill Bible, who won the state championship last year, if I'm remembering correct. Lynette, always competitive over there with Coach Story. Abbeville, who was quite competitive last year in Clark County. Then in the 1A, you have Brantley returning. Last weekend, Brantley could not play because both of the teams, it was Brantley and I think in Duverne, which is a rival within the county, and the game was canceled because of COVID-19. Sweetwater County, Linden, who won state championship last year, Mapleville, Decatur Heritage, Millery, and last but not least, I had to get a shout out to this team. That's the team I coached for 9 years. We won a state championship down there. That's McKenzie, who's ranked number 8 in class 1A4. Those are the high school rankings for the state of Alabama. We're going to do Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, as well as Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas. As the coming weeks come, we're going to make sure we share. It's been awesome, Coach Trey. Tonight, I thank you for joining us. If you have any parting words you have for our listening audience and our watchers.
It's going to be a swag-tacular weekend, Dr. Smith. I'm excited by all the games coming on ESPN. We got a heck of a list, guys. You know, we were saying that, you know, HBCUs don't get a chance to get on TV. They're getting their shine time. A lot of these games will be televised this weekend. Just check on your ESPN app on your TVs, and they'll be on. Rolling with the Tide, can't wait. 2:30, baby, can't wait. I'm very excited about the Georgia Clemson game. High schools, I'm very displeased in the schools in Montgomery. Very displeased. Everything is lackluster. Let's get back to old tradition, Paul. Let's slap somebody in the mouth and see what they do after we slap them in the mouth. Everybody has the same blueprint nowadays. Everyone is trying to throw the ball around, folks, instead of going through them. It's like they're making the game soft. The teams that can run through you, run through you. Lead line up, beat linemen, and run at you. And run through you, but they also try to spread you out too. I'm single winging you to death, and dare you to get in my way. That's all I'm doing. That's right. All I got for you today, Dr. Smith. Love you. Y'all hold it down, man. Thank you, Dr.
Thank
Smith.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. And that's Coach Romaine, the King. That was he gave all. He came from the top and worked his way down to the bottom. That's what it's all about. And it's right, truly, truly right. We just got to get ready for an awesome Saturday coming up, Labor Day weekend, as well as a Sunday, and as well as a Monday, because there the game's going to be on Monday. So we got a weekend of football. I'm very excited about it. And our title is Fighting for Some Football. And it's time to make it do what it do. We want you to make sure you keep in mind that we understand the protocols are there. I received something from a very special person today about the WHO, the World Health Organization, saying that it looked like the next variant would be the mu variant. Remember they talked about the lambda and the gamma? Being like the mu is being set up to be one of the most dominant variants. We have to be able to deal with what we're dealing with the delta variant. We got to be able to practice the protocol. We have to make sure we truly, truly wear a mask. Make sure we don't put our young people, our children in situations because we want to do everything we want to do because we are. Because we're not passing it on and say it's only a certain group of people. I think everybody can put their family member in a bad situation. You could be walking around, even vaccinated, not know you're a carrier. These where we have to be a little bit careful, not careless. Making sure you stay 6 feet apart. Wash your hands. Stay at home. Get the vaccine. That's a choice. Make that choice. I can only say from being a living witness how I know it allowed me to be in a better position when my grandson tested positive. It's not vaccinated. So I advocate either way, it's your choice. But I'm just saying, think about your family members. Think about, can I go all these places and come back and bring it home? Also, make sure you tell your family members that you love them. If you can't do it face-to-face, go virtual. Give them a hug. If not face-to-face, be virtual. Hashtag truly, truly, one life matter. My life matter, your life matter. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. You got to keep on. You got to, you were going to just say, you really, you say, you have to know you got to, man. Because God got you. Keep on grinding. Make it do what it do. Communicate for understanding. Hashtag is a mindset. Truly, truly, it was awesome to be here. You know, we ran into a little, you know, power situation, but besides a power situation, trying to get some things set up, and we was able to get it. Thank you so much for being with us. Oh, there's going to be some days like that. Mama said there's going to be some days, but we're not giving up. As we work toward our 416th episode, we're going to have that tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, join us. It's 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a ball, because we truly, truly going to look back on whether or not my relationship skills, are they crappy? Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll talk with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. God is so good and blessed us. And as we close out, truly, truly, it's all about us truly believing that God is going to do some awesome things for us at all times. Have your trust in him. Believe in him. And when we get to the point that we're able to work this thing out, I want you to just jump around. I want you to have some fun. We don't own the rights to the music, but we're going to play something to close it out. The last thing I want to say to you, so you'll know that truly, truly have you in the heart. My co-host say, you know, he's sharing his love. I love him as well, and I love all of you all. And truly, truly, I'm going to say with the passion I always do, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.
I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. Everyone, where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me hit that blunt. MCA calling MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but poppin' these days, G. My nigga T got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got the buzz. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP, they came with Dre. They don't need ID, blow the whistle.